So, president's looking to close Gitmo. I'm sure you guys heard that already. You know, I know I'm a conservative. I know I'm a Republican. I know I'm a nationalist. I know I'm all those things. So I should fall in line with the rest of my Republican friends on this. But I got to tell you, the notion that closing Gitmo, or I should say this, the notion that our prison system, especially our supermax prisons, are too weak for the 30 or 40 prisoners, it's kind of silly. Seriously, it's kind of silly. Now, closing Gitmo because it will look cool overseas, or it is more in line with our values. I don't buy that. That whole values argument is BS. That's crap. Seriously, the whole, it goes against our values. When the president goes, it will keep us safer. It's not going to keep us safer. Terrorists, these animals in the Middle East aren't going to stop, kill us because we closed Gitmo. That's kind of stupid. Seriously, it's stupid. Yeah, it's just stupid. Now, if the argument is we're closing Gitmo because it's going to save us $500 billion a year, okay. If you could show me where we're going to save $500 million. If you could show me where we're going to save $500 million. If you're gonna save $500 million, you show me. Like when we all do our budgets, when we're sitting at home, we're like, hey, if we cut this cable bill, if we don't go out to dinner here, look. If you show me we're going to cut $500 million and we could use that money to secure the border, build a wall, I don't know, have a pizza party for all the cool Republicans in the United States, whatever. I'm all for closing Gitmo and moving those prisoners to a supermax facility. Because listen, one thing about us as Americans, a great prison system. We have a great federal prison system. Now, this state crap, is it this state crap like in upstate New York where the prisoners are having sex with staff and they're smuggling tools to break out? That don't happen in a federal prison. That don't happen in a supermax prison. Ask John Gotti about a supermax. Ask some of the gangsters that have been locked away in a supermax, whether it's Marion or Colorado, where some of these prisons are underground, literally underground. People don't see sunlight ever, ever. They're in a room with no television, no hot plate, state prison. There's no conjugal visits. This federal super max. Locked in your cell 23 out of 24 hours a day. The only time you're let out is for an hour where you're put in another room. And you can get exercise, but the other room is just a bigger version of the room that you live in. no light, no contact with the outside world. It's a hell. And we're good at creating that hell. So, I'm down. But the notion that it's going to make us safer, that's BS. The notion that it's not part of our values. What are you talking about, values? Again, we have supermax prisons. We lock people away for the rest of their lives 50 feet underground. What are you talking about, values? Did you ever see Gitmo? They go outside. They get sun. I'd rather be in Gitmo. If they said, hey, we're going to transfer you. Well, yeah, where am I going? You're going to the basement. Basement? Basement of what? Exactly. Exactly. And this whole transferring some of these people out of the country to a prison in another country, that's BS. That's BS. Because that country is just going to let them go, and they're going to be out there killing Americans, plotting to kill Americans, trying to kill Americans, being terrorists. All of these countries that are supposed to be our allies are not our allies. It's not like we're releasing them to prisons in Italy or France or Germany. We're releasing them to other Middle Eastern areas or areas in Africa. They're not being released in prisons that actually keep people locked up. We release them to a prison in Yemen. Really? So it's insane. I mean, there's insanity on both ends. And see, that's why we need somebody that's not part of that system to go to Washington and say, this is insane. What do you mean, Mr. Well, here's the thing. You want to close Gitmo because we're going to save money? Cool. I like it. Want to create a military base and Gitmo? Forget the prisoners. Let's just build a military presence there. Let's do that. We can employ more troops. Get some heavy machinery. Awesome. Let's do that. We're not shipping some of these people out of the country, putting them in another country in the Middle East where they then just let go so they could try to kill us. No. We'll take all of those prisoners and we'll stick them in Colorado. We'll stick them in Marion. We'll stick them in Supermaxes. And they will wish, they will be praying to Allah every day that they die in their sleep. Because they will be in pure hell, 50 feet underground in a box for the rest of their life. And that's what we'll do now. If everybody agrees to this, then we'll move forward. But we're not going to take some people, put them there. We're not going to put some people there, keep this there, keep paying this. No. But both sides don't hear anything. And we have a president that's talking about values and how other people in the Middle East will look at us and say, you know, that America, let's not kill them. They shut Gitmo down. They're swell guys. They're real straight shooters. You know what? Let's halt the military strikes. Stop it. Stop the shoe bombs, the underwear bombs. Stop It's all good. They closed Gitmo. They got some good values now. They're really good people. Asinine. Look at our country today. Look at all the things we do today. We are better today as a nation as far as an outreach than we were, what, 30 years ago? I mean, seriously, think about all the great things. Think about all the little black babies that all of our celebrities adopt from Africa and wherever the hell they all are. We give desks to poor people. Come on. We do so many nice things as a nation. And everybody over there still wants to kill us. No matter what we do, there's billions of people that want us dead. No matter what we do. Even our allies. Remember the Gulf War? Remember the first Gulf War in France wouldn't let us use their airspace? Even our allies. They're like, poo-poo to you. So please, the notion that Gitmo and closing of Gitmo is going to all of a sudden have people look at us and be like, wow, this is great. No, they're not. How nice we are, no matter what we do as a nation, no matter how many benefits we do, no matter how many, listen, think about the billions of dollars we give to all of these countries just so they are, quote unquote, our friends. We give billions and billions of dollars to various countries just so they're our friends. And what does that get us? Nothing. Nothing. Obama's talking about closing Gitmo because then we'll be inspected and it gives a value. How about just us, the fact we give everybody money? Oh, how much? We're going to give you $1 billion. We're going to give you $2 billion. We're going to give you 500. Yeah, and then they get the money and then you know what? They still fart on us. So they still give us the middle finger. So, keep Gitmo the way it is because we're not closing it the right way. So just keep it the way it is. And whoever the next president is, they could come in and do what I said. But keep it the way it is. I mean, at this point, Obama's got, a year left? Everything he's proposing is just horrible. Everything is just horrible. He could have closed Gitmo in his first 2 years when the Democrats controlled stuff. Think about all the stuff he could have done in the first 2 years. And you hear Democrats go, he was dealing with the worst financial crisis in like 100 years. Well, it didn't take 2 years, okay? Please. Okay, please. 2 years? He was dealing with the worst fight. Okay, that was settled in a few months. Now you move on to the next thing. Move on to the next order of business. I love the Democrats. He was dealing with the worst financial. Yeah, 2 years. 2 years. Jesus. H. 2 years. Think about all the things that we accomplish in our personal lives in 2 years. 2 years is a long time. And that's the Democrats' argument. Well, look, financial, two years. Guys, stimulus plan, stimulus package, bailout. Bing, bang, boom. It didn't take 2 years. It didn't take 2 years. Sorry, it didn't take 2 years. Did not take 2 years. And part of that was already initiated by Bush. The first 2 years, Obama should have done Gitmo, since that was a campaign promise. He should have did immigration, since that was a campaign promise. None of that stuff was done. None of that stuff was done. Now, the final year, well, I'm going to close Gitmo. No, you're not, you putz. You're not going to close Gitmo. You're not going to appoint a Supreme Court justice. You ain't doing any of that. You're not doing any of it. It's done. It's done. It's over. Your own vice president killed that. And that's all Republicans have to do. All Republicans have to do is just keep replaying over and over and over and over. It doesn't matter to the Democrats that are in Congress. It doesn't matter to them. Okay? It doesn't matter to them. And Republicans have no spines. Republicans are constantly terrified. Constantly terrified that somebody in the media is going to convince voters that they did the wrong thing for the country, and those voters are then going to vote them out of office. So the minute they get spooked, they cave. The minute they get spooked, they cave. And really what they should be doing is getting all that money that all these people want to give Republican candidates to bury Trump and do all these things. What they should be doing is having a PAC that spends millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars creating messages that oppose what Obama and Democrats are trying to do. Instead of relying on CNN and MSNBC to put a spin and agree and see that they are right, they should say, F you, this is what we're going to do. When it comes to the Supreme Court nomination, we are doing exactly what Democrats did, rather it was Chuck Schumer and rather it was the vice president himself. And then play the video of Chuck Schumer back in 07 saying in George Bush's last term in office, I don't feel that he should be able to nominate anybody to the Supreme Court. It's not right. And back in 92, when Joe Biden said George Bush should not be making any appointments to the Supreme Court in his final year, i.e. an election year. Nobody knew it was his final year. That's what Joe Biden said. And they should be running those ads over and over and over and over and over and over and over. So the American people go, oh, you know what? Republicans are right. End of story. Next, move on.